Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
In just seconds, we're going to take a look at what could be the future for everybody in the meeting space, right? Where people come together to experience an event. Is that all going digital, and is live streaming going to change all that? We're going to find out with Systic. They are the largest ticketing agency in Singapore, Systic, and they're launching a new live streaming platform dedicated to live broadcasts and video on demand. So arts, cultural, entertainment groups have a wonderful new option to tap on to help them monetize. Joe Au, CEO of Systic, joining me live in Influence this morning. How are you, Joe?
Good. Good morning, Michelle. Thanks for having me.
Great to have you with us. First up, you know, have you found that you have to accelerate changes to your business model in these new times?
Yeah, well, definitely. I mean, this is really a difficult period for the industry, for the country, for everyone, actually. But as the crisis comes in, it always do books off opportunities. So as part of Systic's new direction, we are shaping our product towards longer-term trends of mobile, digital-first audiences. So I think COVID-19, in this case, merely accelerated Systic's live rollout.
So nobody's able to...
Oh, yeah. No, sorry, I was going to say, Systic Live really represents a series of services that allow us to support a wide range of online events. I mean, from live stream performances to virtual events like webinars to online yoga classes using Zoom. So I think event organizers also need to innovate and find new ways to engage customers and present content, not now, but also in the longer term. So we do expect this live streaming and blended events with live and online audiences to be the new normal moving out of COVID-19.
I can imagine that revenue's taken a hit for Systic because of the stay-at-home measures. Are you expecting this new live platform to replace revenue significantly?
I don't think we are here to use this to replace revenue for ourselves, but this is tough times for all businesses. We all will have to pivot, find alternate ways to operate and thrive. So I'm not just going to hunker down and wait for this to pass, right? So likewise for our clients, we don't expect them to do the same thing as well. So we will want to support them and anyone who wants to present our online event content online. And this is really one of our services to allow that and facilitate that.
So we see a number of platforms where arts groups can stream live on Facebook, on YouTube. Why would they use Systic Live?
I mean, that's a good question. And we see that that's very prevalent right now. A lot of the content basically stream free on public platforms like YouTube and Facebook and among others, depending on the nature of the content. But one of the things that we've crafted Systic Live to be and to be a differentiating point is that we allow our arts groups to monetize those content, to find alternate ways to also find monetization for it. At the end of the day, also to collect information about who is attending, who are their fans, and potentially allow them to reach out to them in the near future.
That's terrific. Tell us a little bit more about, you know, how arts groups are going to be able to use these platforms. Are you going to help with the production, for example, or are you just helping with the ticketing and providing the space for them to go live?
Okay. So, I mean, we have no plans to produce our own content. I mean, we do have partners who can come in and help our clients with the equipment set up to record a live stream. And, I mean, if it's for individual content producer, I mean, if they are trying to live stream a performance, a particular event from their home, from a small studio right now, we have a special mobile app that is easy to set up and allows anyone to record and broadcast a live stream via the platform.
All right.
It's all meant to be easy to use. Yeah.
So the roadmap basically for a producer is download the app and work from there. Everything can be done from the app as a starting point?
Yeah, for purpose of recording, yes. But of course, if it's a full-scale event, you wouldn't want to just do the recording via mobile app. So you do need a production crew to come in, set up all the right cameras, the cams, the mics, mixers, and then to record the whole live stream.
And if the arts group wanted to use a different platform, say they wanted to use Facebook Live or, you know, some other streaming platform their own, perhaps on a website, would you could give them that flexibility and still provide ticketing processes for them, take care of that part of things?
It would really depends on what's the intent of the content from our clients.
Mm.
I mean, if it's to reach out to a large group of viewers, to get awareness, to get fans on their Facebook page and all of that, I think those channels do remain very relevant.
Mm-hmm.
But if they want to reach out to a group where they could engage with them, they could collect some information about who they are so that they can reach out to them for follow-on similar events, then a platform like ours will make a lot more sense, especially if they want to find ways to monetize or to do cost recovery. Because you could still do a free event on our platform, but maybe one alternate way you could do cost recovery is to allow people to do donation or tipping. We could have options where you could do a pay-as-you-wish event, advertising, just name a few options.
Joe Au is CEO of Systic, telling us more about Systic Live. That is a platform that arts groups and artists can use to, you know, earn revenue, and it's a new roadmap for production, basically, in this day and age where social distancing measures are going to be in place until there is a vaccine. Okay, speaking of life post-COVID, how do you plan to attract people to this platform in the aftermath of COVID-19?
I mean, we do have a very strong base of patrons and followers, which we are quite blessed with that. And so we continue to have these new experiences to engage with them. Post-COVID-19, we do expect behaviors to change.
Hmm.
From the way we work, learn, meet, get entertained, I don't think it will be back to normal.
Yeah.
This would be the new normal, as you mentioned, at least until a vaccine is made available for everyone. So it's gonna be about test and trial approach right now for both us and our clients to see what works to engage with clients, at the same time to be able to sustain our individual businesses while doing this.
How do you know people are willing to pay for this experience? I mean, are you breaking ground here, or did you look at a model of other ticket sellers around the world who are doing this, making this shift?
I mean, we're definitely not breaking grounds. We're standing on the shoulders of giants. This is not a new model. I mean, paying to watch a live stream has been around for a while. But as live events move online, or partially move online, I'm sure ticketing companies around the world will also pivot to support such models. As for how do we know whether patrons are willing to pay, or how much they're willing to pay?
Mm-hmm.
In preparation for the launch, we did a quick survey in April, actually. The survey was a relatively small base, but it does give us some indicative insight into customer preferences, sentiments, doing payment, for paying for live content. And we're supporting both, so we'd love to really work with our clients to see how else we could help with cost recovery and monetization.
All right. So I understand you've already got 3 shows lined up. Can you give our listeners a sense of these shows and how our listeners can get tickets to these shows?
The shows is for 3 events happening from now, actually from the 24th of May to the end of May, 3 Esplanade produced events. They are all exciting pre-produced events, right? So they're all pre-recorded. The easiest way is to log in to Systic or to Esplanade's website. And you could go through our normal ticketing flow to purchase or the ticket. And then we will send you more details about how you can access the live stream during the scheduled timing.
Can't wait. Thank you so much for joining us on Influence. Joe Au, CEO of Systic. Thanks, Joe.
Thanks, Michelle.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.